Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday morning, December 2nd. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, where thieves hide during the holiday shopping season and know if you're ready to retire. The holiday shopping season is here and we're all in the mood for giving, but some folks are also in the mood for taking. Police departments report that the number of burglaries often rise during the holidays, but MarketWatch's Katie Hill has some tips to avoid becoming a victim this year. First of all, police say you need to be extra cautious when you're in shopping mall parking lots.
On Black Friday alone, they see claims for broken-in cars, but like breaking in to steal purchased gifts or whatever from the car. That goes up 20%.
And it continues throughout the entire holiday shopping season. Theft can also happen at home. As more people order gifts online, thieves have more opportunities to take merchandise right from your front porch.
Call the postal service if you're going to get a package and say, hey, I think I'm going to get a package. Could you hold it at the post office? Or if that seems like a total nightmare, which I completely get, see if a neighbor would take the package for you, like have the post office deliver it to a neighbor and then you could pick it up there.
There's also a rise in home invasions, especially when people are away on vacation. One way to protect yourself is to not advertise that you're leaving on social media.
Be careful about what you post. Well, you can save your vacation photos and post them once you get home, but just tell your friends, hey, please don't tag me yet. You know, wait till we get back. I'm a little worried about that.
And your garbage may also be betraying you. Gift boxes, tags, and other packaging in your garbage can become an advertisement to a thief. Make sure any packaging and other trash related to recent purchases is put out on the day garbage is picked up to minimize that kind of advertising. As we continue, figuring out whether or not you're ready to retire.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
It's sad but true. Just because you've reached retirement age, it doesn't mean you're ready to retire. Credit.com's Michael Schreiber on everything you need to consider before leaving the workforce.
Whether your motivations are financial or emotional, there are some reasons not to say goodbye to the working world. First, retirement requires some thought. You need to calculate how much you need to live on. But of course, that all depends on how you want to live. Chances are your monthly Social Security payments will not be enough. So you'll likely need a 401k, work-sponsored pension, some sort of IRA, or a combination of all of them to truly be financially prepared. And unfortunately, many Americans have not been putting away the necessary cash to get there. Maybe the recession hit you hard, or your 401k took a hit, or the funds you put away for retirement went for daily necessities. As your situation changes, it's important to adjust the allocation of your retirement savings, especially as you get older. In general, the closer you get to retirement, the less risky you want to be with your investments. Americans also tend to underestimate how long they'll need to rely on these savings. Don't forget, we're living longer and longer. You need to have enough money to cover health care in addition to the expenses of daily life. The last thing you want to do is to go into debt in your retirement. Lastly, even if you're financially ready, you may not be emotionally ready to retire. Although life on your terms may seem exciting, many who leave the workforce find they miss it. If you still look forward to work in the morning, if your closest social circle is at work, if your personal identity is wrapped up in your job title, and if you're not excited by the idea of expansive free time, then you are not ready for retirement. I'm Mike Schreiber with Credit.com, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.